You want a leg up in your relationship?
Yeah, what do I do?
Well, there's always people looking to give advice, Tommy.
All right.
Especially in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing better than spontaneous hot sex, right?
That's what the ladies want.
Yeah, not according to this.
No?
In fact, these sex experts, or sexperts,
oh, that's a good one, Ben.
Say having a date in time may actually be the better way to go.
Like a set, like tonight we're going to bang at 9 o'clock. Like we're NASA.
Well, I wouldn't say it in that voice.
Tonight at 9 o'clock, I will enter you.
For God's sakes!
That's what she said.
Story of the New York Post.
What'd I say?
Is singing the praises of scheduled sex.
Like a date night.
No. Committed couples
right.
who, instead of waiting for the mood to hit right or surprising their partner, have weekly days where they schedule their sexual interaction.
Okay, so my first in-laws had this. So every Thursday night, they banged.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Question?
Yeah.
How did you know your in-laws had it?
I'm going to tell you why, because the kids figured it out.
Okay.
So this is going to creep you out. They would go in there and have sex at around 7 o'clock on a Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
Right after that, the mother would come out with all the sheets and go down to the washer machine and put them in there and do them to put them back on the bed so they could go to bed.
Washing out the batch. We're washing out the batch.
You know. We will come rejoicing.
No!
Washing out the batch.
For God's sakes!
Well, it's part of life.
Okay.
Batch is life, right?
Okay. So the story starts with a regular batch is life. Put that on a t-shirt.
But it's true.
Sell it to the
rock. But my point is your kids will figure it out if you're on a regular schedule.
Okay, well, that's if your kids.
They're not dumb.
All right. The story of the Post starts with just a regular couple in their 50s. Their names are Jay and Sophia.
Yeah.
And they started doing this after having kids.
Yeah.
And they say it made their relationship amazing.
Well, is it because then they were committed to at least having sex once a week, or you wouldn't let it go?
I get that impression.
All right.
Right? But after they get to this, after they talk to this like individual couple, they jump to celebrity couples. Nick Lachey and his wife, you know, from 98 Degrees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have scheduled sex. Former first daughter Jenna Bush and her husband have admitted to having scheduled sex. And they swear by it.
But how does it, because like usually like, you know, a couple things happen and then the mood hits and you go inside, right? Or you're already inside. But like, how do you, well, it's 8 o'clock Saturday night. Let's do it.
No, that's what they're saying here.
It would be hard to like just jump into it like that.
So you couldn't handle scheduled sex?
It would just be weird. It wouldn't feel as, I don't know, it says like something like on a checklist.
Well, no, actually, that makes sense for you because I've watched you do several scheduled performances and they're always terrible. Maybe if you could spontaneously do radio, you'd finally be funny.
No, but I guess when I get sprung, I'm ready to go, you know? But I don't know women that want to have, I don't know. It'd be kind of weird.
No, I mean, the women are the ones in this
story. Do they like it better?
Yeah, they seem to be singing the most praises here. Okay, look. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is it better planned or is it better spontaneous? Because I get that life can make this a necessity. You brought up kids, right? Stuff that both of you have to do. This can happen. But I'm with you. I did always assume there was no better sex than hot.
Yeah, just surprising her, sweeping her off her feet type of thing. And I think guys would have a harder time performing knowing they're getting ready to have sex.
When you get
to be my age, yeah. Maybe if young guys, you're already sprung. But an older guy like me, unless you're going to pop a pill, like to say, all right, Saturday night, we're having sex.
Again.
Most guys are going to pop a, I guess you do a pill. And
don't use that voice.
What? We're going to have sex Saturday night? We're going to hit it? We're going to hit it hard, boys.
All right,
we're going to get in there. Fight, fight, fight.
What, you doing Rudy now? I mean, it feels more romantic spontaneous.
Yeah, right? I think it is.
But on the other hand, I mean, the scheduled sex is a little more like dating.
But now you're like NASA, like you're marching off to the freaking tower to take off.
Bro, I'll be honest with you. If I got to wear like a spacesuit and march down like a futuristic hallway, that would make sex pretty cool.
Yeah, not for your wife.
But no, she's banging an astronaut.
Okay.
Pretty sweet. All right, look. Scheduled sex is a little more like dating your partner. Like, we remember those first few months, like, where you were, like, living apart, you had plans to go out.
Yeah.
It's not like sex was scheduled, but you knew if you were seeing them Saturday night at 7, you were going to get laid that night.
Okay.
And I don't know. I remember, like, that making the day for me very exciting. Like, knowing, like, at the end of this day,
okay.
I'm, right? Like,
but what is it,
you
what
were definitely it, trimming your pubes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
But let's say she's not in a mood, but she's just going to do it.
Okay.
I mean, but because it's scheduled for Saturday night.
Do I still get sex?
You do get sex, but you get more Looking at the ceiling sex.
Okay.
Or checking the watch sex.
Joke's on you. My wife doesn't wear a watch in bed.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah, we could ask Kimmy. You know.
Well, no, I mean, why? So Kimmy, she has her whiteboard here as we're talking about scheduled sex. 252-WCMF, 252-9263 if you want to jump in. They are working on fixing her microphone right now. That's why we have lost Kimmy for a second. But she's back. She's got her marker. Can I just, before Kimmy comments on her Vanna whiteboard over there.
Yeah.
You said that you're going to get, like, looking at the ceiling sex.
Yeah.
Or what? You think that your wife wants to have passionate sex with you?
Bro. This little powder keg, this little man meat dynamite, King Daddy coming in the house.
You've been around,
swinging it around, knocking over lamps.
You've been
scaring
around
children.
You've been around a long time, right?
Yeah, long time.
I thought you understood.
Long in the game, baby.
Look, your wife's a wonderful woman. Yeah. I just assumed she was doing her.
You've seen me naked.
Yeah, you know, yeah. That's
I'm not that bad naked.
Okay. I saw you naked 15, 20 years ago.
It got better.
No, it didn't.
No, everything kind of shifted again.
Okay. Kimmy, is spontaneous sex or scheduled sex better as she does her Vanna whiteboard? She's thinking now. It's like the worst, creepiest game of Jeopardy ever.
Yes, because they don't have any impedance, right? Because they have no child.
What? You mean her and her husband. I thought you meant women in general.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They're wide open. They could do whatever they want in the house because it's just them.
Yeah, but her husband has a weird schedule. So, like, he's in, he's out, he's in.
I wonder why he signed up for that. Yeah, I'd love to, baby, but, you know, maybe down at the firehouse.
He's also got a job where he could be gone 24, 36 hours at a time and be exhausted when he gets home. So it's possible that even in that situation, scheduled sex would have to be the way, right? I mean, does gender play into who would like this?
Well, this is shocking to me because I thought the ladies wanted it the other way.
I always assumed that men were the more sexually spontaneous, that women were the ones that wanted that schedule.
Yeah, but they wanted to be, you know, foreplay, romance a little bit.
Don't ever say foreplay into a microphone again.
I mean, they want you to, you know, have a little bit more of an erotic evening where you would seduce her, where you would touch her.
But that's also a plan.
You know, you would touch her, you would start at her breast and then work your way south and cupping her little kitten down there. And maybe some backside action, like backdoor Santa. Come around late at night.
Kimmy has written on her Vanna whiteboard.
What all the kitties asleep?
We had asked her, does she prefer spontaneous or scheduled sex? She writes, probably spontaneous, but that could throw you off if you're not on the same page. And that's a great point. How often are you and your partner spontaneously on the same sexual page?
Right, but you might not be on the same page on a scheduled night either. Doesn't matter.
It's on the schedule.
That's kind of what
it is.
It's
on the schedule.
It's like, you know, it's like you have to do it.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to make a Saturday list, right? You know, clean the closet. We got to run to Lowe's. Hit your giant around 7 o'clock. And that would be on the refrigerator.
Okay. All right. We got more folks writing us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Emily, we got the ladies joining us.
Okay.
She writes us, spontaneous for sure. It feels so awkward planning a day/time. All right. So we got one lady for spontaneous sex. But going back to that whole, like, you know, we're going to hit Lowe's, we're going to have da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Look, I get if it's like a chore.
That's what it kind of turns into me. To me.
I wouldn't say that into a microphone.
No, I think a scheduled sex night sounds like a chore.
Aren't there things you have to schedule that you do look forward to?
Yes.
No, like I'm saying, like I have Bills season tickets.
Yeah.
Right? I am super excited to go to the stadium every Sunday they have a home game.
Right.
That is a scheduled thing. Right. There's no spun. It's not like all of a sudden at like 3 o'clock, like I feel like a Bills game at 3.
Yeah, but you don't have to feel erotic or horny to go to a Bills game.
No, but I do.
And she doesn't have to be in the mood to go to a Bills game. There's an emotional side to this.
I think you know, but there's an emotional side to what I'm describing as well.
Her little kitten motor needs to be humming, man.
By the way, not all sex in a relationship is emotional. Sometimes it's just carnal, passionate.
I understand that, but still. God, don't make that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Oh, you're uncomfortable when I go, but you're going to say,
is that how? Is that how you munch?
No. What?
Man, you're going to bore a hole in a woman with that mouth.
She's already got one. I'm not worried about it. No, man, I would argue if I am looking forward to what is scheduled, that makes the sex better. The anticipation.
Yeah, but we're not, but we got to know what's in a lady's head.
Okay.
What does she want? I get like guys could get horny pretty quick.
You just argued that guys don't want horny.
No, but women need to be heated up.
Okay, if we ever needed Kimmy for a discussion ever, it's now. Because we have two, you and I, sitting here, ooh, let me tell you about this.
No, but you know, there's a little finger action going on. Okay. We're getting a little, you know, we're getting a little moist. Things got to happen.
Joining us after finger
action. A
little
action lady lube.
And yeah. Moist. Kimmy is now on.
Not
hey,
the
Kim.
Best entrance.
No, it's could you give me a little more of that mic there? Derek, thank you. We're working on the mics over here. Okay, so you say you want spontaneous sex.
Well, I mean, I forgot what your initial question was. It was which one's better?
Date night, scheduled sex, or spontaneous sex?
Yeah, but I think spontaneous sex can be better, but not always.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like, it's better when it's good, but not always. Whereas, like, the scheduled sex, you're kind of in a rhythm, so it's always good, but it's never great.
That's not a glowing endorsement.
Wait, whereas the spontaneous, you're switching it up. It's going to be different. It's more exciting.
Does my wife feel that way? It's just good. It's not great.
The schedule's.
I mean, yeah. The schedule. Yeah.
See, well, I say it sounds like
probably
a chore.
Yeah, and you're probably in.
No, I agree with you. Sex with you is a chore. I'm not arguing with you.
You're probably in more of, like I said, a rhythm where, like, it's like a step by step process because it's like a scheduled thing.
Well, no, you don't have to do the same kind of stuff.
But then what you're describing, though, would be spontaneous.
What are you doing?
Well, no, you can have... Okay, how about this? Scheduled spontaneous.
I don't know if you can schedule spontaneous.
That doesn't make sense.
Hear me out.
Scheduled spontaneous sex. Go.
Hear me out.
How do we do it?
Well, no, because, Kimmy, what you're describing is, like, scheduled sex, you're going to do the same thing front to back all the way over.
Even if you don't intend to do that, it kind of turns into that.
So probably. Then you just have to, every time you are having your scheduled sex, mix up the foreplay a little bit, mix up where it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. You get what I'm saying?
All right, so maybe not having standard bedroom sex. You could take your act around the house or on the road.
Yeah, but with somebody with kids, how would you do that?
No, okay. You take it on the road.
Okay, you could take it on the road, baby, if that's the way you want it, baby.
Right.
But you do need her around.
Yes, you do.
But even taking it on the road, like you're describing, you're still it's kind of scheduling it.
Right, but at least to Pat's point,
it's somewhere
we're
else.
Changing it up.
And okay. I would even argue inside your bedroom. As long as you concentrate on not just having missionary sex every time you're together, it's going to be different.
All right, you could bring in toys.
You could do that if you're a man that's secure enough to do it.
Right.
Because there are a lot of guys that get very offended if that would even be suggested by their partner.
You could do a little role play.
No, you can't.
But I don't know if you should surprise somebody with that.
Surprise toys?
Surprise toys, surprise surprise role play. Like, I feel like that should kind of be a discussion first at some point.
Well, that
like
could be a discussion during foreplay.
No, or, I mean, if you're scheduling sex, you can have that discussion of we're going to be having sex at this time and this day. Would you like to try role-playing? Or
like, you should know, I guess, going into penis. It that your partner would be into it.
Well, obviously. I'm not
I would bring that up to her while she's in the mood to have sex. I wouldn't bring it up as a cold discussion outside
because, like,
of
you wouldn't want to be surprised with something like role play.
No, but if she wanted to do it, if I was already...
Yeah, but you would hate every second of it.
But if I was already stimulated, if I was already fully engorged and throbbing...
My
veins were popping down there. I could be convinced at that moment...
Is this you role playing?
To be the pool boy. I already got the outfit.
You really do have a pool boy outfit right now.
You do.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of ladies writing us on Instagram. Emily wrote us earlier. She wants spontaneous.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Alicia writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. My husband and I schedule our intimate times because we are sometimes so busy or tired from work. We know when we need to avoid strenuous housework or stay late at work. It's also great because we could plan something romantic like a dinner beforehand. And that's what's so weird about this. Again, like, you know, the most romantic times of your life are when you're dating your partner.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's also arguably the best sex. So if I know I'm going to have sex when I am going to see that person that night, that is planned sex. If the best sex of your life is planned sex, why would you not lean back towards that idea?
All right, but then you would have time to, like, go out to dinner and do stuff like that. Okay, but, I mean, that could work.
Here's the other thing that sucks, though, as you get older, and I know people in, like, their mid-20s to mid-30s don't want to hear this. Even, like, an act of going out to dinner too late with the intention of having sex.
Yeah, it could be over before it starts.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm too full for this.
Yeah, you're going to be tired and bloated.
It's just the way I like it, buddy.
Let me touch your bloated body.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Freedom means different things to different people.
Okay.
And I don't mean like America freedom. I mean like freedom in your life.
Like what?
Well, like depending on the type of person you are, you're going to hear the story two different ways.
Uh-huh.
Yes, this woman is in trouble. And yes, it sounds like her life may be rough right now. But if you are living a rat race, hustle and bustle lifestyle, trying to make ends meet from sun up to sun down, what she's accused of doing doesn't really sound all that bad.
All right.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Feel like taking a trip out to Albion?
Sure.
So this story happened all the way back on July 3rd, but we're just hearing about it today. And it starts with an alleged theft.
With a theft.
Police say a woman who looks to be in her 30s or 40s stole a donation bucket that was collecting funds for the community fireworks out there.
The community fireworks?
It's weird, right?
That's kind of a weird one. Yeah. I didn't know they did a community fireworks collection.
Neither did I.
So it's a fireworks fundraiser, essentially?
Yeah. That's what the story made it sound like. Unless you live in Albion and I'm wrong, 252-WCMF, do you have a donation bucket for your fireworks?
I guess, because a lot of communities were coming up short.
We got five Roman candles.
All right.
But here's the thing. We're just getting started.
All right.
Because while police were investigating that crime, they also got reports of someone using a tugboat.
A tugboat.
As an Airbnb, but never booking the Airbnb through the proper channel. So it seems this boat was an Airbnb, but these people were living on it without having booked the Airbnb. Police did a late night check of the tugboat.
This is the weirdest goddamn story, man.
They found this woman, who was also accused of stealing the fireworks money, and a man on board the ship.
The tugboat.
Yes. The pair admitted they had been squatting on the tugboat and not paying any kind of rent.
So they just walked onto this thing, opened her up.
Figured out nobody was staying in it. So
made themselves comfortable.
Yeah.
How long had they been tugboating?
About a week.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. The pair were charged with burglary.
That sounds kind of cool, though.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
I would love to spend a night on a tugboat.
So here's the thing. You hear a grown-ass couple arrested for stealing fireworks donations and squatting in a tugboat on the Erie Canal, and that sounds sad. It's like the worst Ribs Arkansas song ever.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I'm not the only person that sees this story as a little bit romantic.
Romantic and fun.
Right?
I bet you it's kind of nice, too. I mean, if you're painting it as an Airbnb, it's probably fixed up a little bit.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
You're on the tugboat that night.
Yeah.
Wife's asleep.
Yeah.
Do you go up into the wheelhouse, pretend you're the tugboat captain, like move the wheel around a little bit like you're working it?
I don't know what other option you would have.
Would you be embarrassed if your wife caught you pretend tugboat piloting?
Okay, here's what I would do. I'm going up to pretend a tugboat pilot for myself. But if she catches me, I'm then going to pivot and pretend that we're now role-playing as the tugboat captain. That.
Spontaneous,
that's
too,
right.
Buddy.
Hey, I got something for you. Okay, so here's the thing. The average person listening to this show right now, you're always going.
Yeah.
Work is tough.
Sure.
Money doesn't go as far as it used to.
Mm-hmm.
If you got kids, it's sun up to sundown work, and the second your head hits that pillow, you got to get up and do it all again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Squatting on a tugboat and allegedly stealing $60 from a fireworks donation bucket doesn't sound like the worst life in the world.
Really. It sounds fun.
Yes.
I know it's illegal and you shouldn't do it.
Very bad. We're not encouraging.
But it isn't like you did the crime of the century here.
Exactly. Like, you don't have all the amenities people living the straight life do, but you also don't have the stresses of everyone else.
Nothing.
Yes. You're living rent-free on a tugboat eating fireworks money.
That sounds like a pretty good... That's a pretty fun summer.
Okay, what does it say about how life is right now that all three of us in this room are like, I think I want to be a tugboat criminal?
I don't know, man, but sign me up.
All right, so crime aside.
Yeah.
Crime aside. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You find out someone we work with has been living on a tugboat in the Erie Canal as their full-time residence. Is that person super cool, or do you see that person as sad? You have to pick one.
Oh, you know where I'm going.
Where are you going?
Going sad.
You just said the whole thing was cool.
But it pains me to say that.
Does it depend on the age of the person?
Age and who it is, yeah.
Okay, so Breezy from PXY, I believe she's 31.
Yeah.
You find out.
Yeah.
She's been living on a tugboat.
I find that funny and cool.
Okay, so that's cool.
Oh, you think it's cooler if a younger person's living on it?
Well, Breezy in particular.
All right.
It's just how Breezy
is. So this
is
a person-by-person basis.
Breezy fits her, personality fits her name.
Yes, she's very Breezy.
She's very freewheeling.
Yes. All right. You find out Spizzano has been living on a tugboat in the Erie Canal.
Sad bastard. What the hell is he doing, man? 40 years of radio, you're sneaking off on a tugboat?
You just said you would want to do this.
I know. And I'm also jealous that he did it.
But you think he's sad?
Yes. But if I did it, I'd do it cool.
How do you make living on a tugboat cool?
Because I'm in it. I look like a little tugger. You don't think I look like a tug guy?
No, didn't they call you little tugger when you were in high school?
No, but I'd be like tug boy.
Yeah, no, that was your second nickname in high
school.
Right.
I would love to be a little tugboy.
No kidding.
Yes.
Bro, I'm hiring for this new business I have.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, you're not going to believe this. I got a whole kiosk and everything.
Where is it located?
It's in the men's room.
Yeah, but what's it called?
My business is called hey, we're looking for Uncle Tommy's Tuggers. Close your eyes. Give me your hand.
It's your business.
Tug away. Yes.
It's supposed to be Captain Pat.
Nope. It's my business. You don't tell me.
Tug Academy.
I've already. Thank you for making my joke better. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this woman out in Albion. She was arrested all the way back on July 3rd after police say she stole money from a donation bucket that was meant for the town's fireworks. While they were investigating that, police got a report that there were people living on a tugboat that is an Airbnb that had not booked it through the proper channels. They did a late-night check of that tugboat. They found this woman, who was also accused of the bucket theft,
yes,
and a man living on this tugboat. They admitted that they had been squatting on the tugboat, not paying any rent for about a week. They were charged with burglary, petty larceny, criminal trespass. They have a court date coming up. Okay.
Mm.
Tugboat, houseboat in general.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Because houseboat is really the ultimate freedom.
Yes.
Right? Like, if you have a houseboat on Lake Ontario, you can go anywhere you want.
Yeah, you put around.
You can have breakfast in Toronto. You can take a trip down the Genesee. You can go down the canal. You can make it to the ocean if you want it.
You kind of see it as like a retired person's dream.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, can I ask a question?
What?
Can I use Lake Ontario to get to the other Great Lakes, or would my boat fall over the falls?
No, you go up the, what's the canal over there? There's a canal.
That
there's
connects them?
Yeah, there's a canal that you can go through. Because the ships go through the... You can navigate all the lakes.
Are you sure?
I think he's right, or at least some of them.
There's a canal in Buffalo that will take you into Erie.
Lake Erie. Okay, so I could get to Chicago if I wanted to.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You could go all the way to the Midwest.
All right, so there you go. But it wouldn't be it would be a freedom you don't want to get any other – how do I put this? You know, if you live in an RV, you look at living in an RV as sad. We actually just talked about this earlier this week. A buddy of mine that's living in an RV.
Yeah.
This is the same thing.
Yeah, this is cool.
It's actually, no, it's worse because I can go anywhere in an RV. In a houseboat, I can only go where there is water.
But all the places that have water are cool, fun places.
Yeah, no, I can't wait.
I don't have to take my RV to Peoria.
But even if you take it to another place, you don't have your car with you, to Pat's point.
Yeah, so where
you're
are you going?
Stuck, like, wherever you can walk, or I guess get a ride, like, Uber
buy?
Around.
What do you buy?
His and her scooters.
Oh.
You mean the scooters you also think are sad and you hate?
Yeah, but these are cool water scooters.
That's great in the summer. I mean, you can only live your life like that so many months of the year.
No, she makes another good point.
No, you go south. That's the nice thing. You go south.
You could take it south.
Can you take a houseboat into the ocean?
Yeah.
You can, but depends on what the weather's like, because if it's rough, no.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would have to go to the ocean.
They're not really big sea boats.
But I would have to, not like your mom. I would have to go to the ocean to get south, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do it, but you'd have to be careful.
Yeah, BK, I'm not doing that.
But you could also go down, you could go down the Erie to the Hudson
and then go
to the intercoastal. Yeah, you didn't even have to go out to the ocean.
Yeah, I know somebody whose dad did this in retirement. They took it all the way down.
You go to Florida.
South somewhere, yeah.
You could go from here to the Keys in a houseboat. It'd take you a while, but you could do it, and you're retired.
Okay. That would make me scared. I'd be scared.
Why?
You're
not in the ocean. You're in the intercoastal. You go right down the Hudson. You go right down Manhattan.
Okay, the Edmund Fitzgerald sunk in the Great Lakes, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Ask Harry Chapin. Was that Harry Chapin?
No, it's your boy, Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot. They're the same guy. Has anyone ever seen...
And down your better drinker.
No, that's not even the song.
Past shorts look like underwear.
So people are
tweeting,
you can take the Mississippi River to the Gulf.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Do you, as a New Yorker, do you want to have to stop your houseboat in small towns off the Mississippi River?
I would love to. Hi, I'm an Italian from New York City. You do great on that run.
I think the houseboat's sad. I think it's sad.
By the way, those houseboats are effing gorgeous. There's some that are really like you know, those high-end RVs you see?
You mean the ones you said were sad?
Same thing.
Yeah, but you said
that the tow behind. I'm talking about the motorhome.
Yeah, you can't have a tow behind houseboat, you idiot.
No, but those I'm
that's
talking,
called a raft.
Look, if you got a tow behind RV, it's okay.
Yeah.
You got one of those $200,000, $300,000 motor coaches. Those things are badass.
You're just basing it all on what things cost, man.
Well, that's what everybody does.
No, it's not true.
That's your deal. You got your busted daddy RV and boat set up, or you could go high end.
Can I tell you, all of my dad's RVs had a motor in them. They were all motor homes.
He never.
Hey, a possum on a wheel is still a motor, technically. I've never seen a houseboat in person.
You've got what? You've lived up here your whole life.
Where are their houseboats?
There's houseboats on all the lakes. Have them. Yeah, there's.
You could come across a few.
I've never
go
seen
down
them.
To the lake.
And they're really spacious.
Okay, Kimmy, is a houseboat sexy?
It's sexy maybe for a short period of time. Like, you may meet somebody who lives on a houseboat and think, wow, this is cool. He's living free. He's spontaneous. And then after, like, maybe a few weeks, you're like, yeah, where's all my stuff going to go? You know, like,
okay.
it becomes inconvenient really quick.
If you're a single guy with any boat, you get in trim.
Okay. All right, Kimmy.
Temporarily.
Yeah, but you get in trim.
Kimmy, you're single Kimmy.
Yeah.
You're at a bar.
Yeah.
Down on Lake Ontario.
Yeah.
You're at Ollie's.
Sure.
You meet a guy really cool. He goes, hey, listen, why don't we get out of here?
Yeah.
Head on back to my houseboat. Is that a green flag or red flag?
I think like 20-something-year-old me would think this is really cool.
And you're getting on that boat.
And then again, that's a lesson you learn quickly. Like, oh, this is not the kind of guy that you want to date.
You know that? What do you think? Every guy that owns a boat is a scumbag?
I'm not saying he's a scumbag. I'm just saying, like, you realize he may not have his crap together, and that's why he lives on the houseboat,
okay.
Not because he necessarily chose to live on the houseboat. Does that make sense?
He's that no. Sonny Crockett.
I get what you're saying. Nobody got that.
Yes, everybody got that.
Sonny Crockett, living on a houseboat with Kimmy.
With an alligator for some reason, named Elvis.
Nick writes us, we've had some technical difficulties this morning. Kimmy's mic just got fixed. He says, Kimmy's mic is buzzing like Tommy's mom's bedside table.
Well, that's great.
We'll do what we can to fix that. I love how, by the way, you want to talk about crappy TV references? I'm only reading this to make you feel bad.
Okay.
Because Dan writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. What about Quincy, the medical examiner? Got laid on that boat all the time. You think that's sad? That's the same joke you just made. Same joke you just made. And we're also getting, this whole break has turned into a Christopher Cross song, because I got a bunch of old men.
Another old reference.
Well, no, a bunch of old men that are trying to explain to us how to get down to where we want to go. We brought up the Mississippi. I guess there's a couple of different places, routes you could take.
Because you didn't know you could navigate all the Great Lakes.
No, I didn't. I thought I was.
Growing up here and going to school here.
I was never on the water, man. My dad had a boat for a very young period of
my
time.
But they call it the St. Lawrence Seaway for a reason.
I've never heard it called that.
It's what it's actually called.
How am I supposed to know that? We don't even live near the St. Lawrence. Shut up. Like, you know, like, three things in the world.
And it bothers you.
No, but like, when
I also know old school hockey.
You don't know old school hockey. You know two names of old hockey players.
I know a lot of old.
And but one of them went to St. Lawrence, played hockey there.
No kidding.
No, they didn't, stupid. Let's
Terry
take a
Sawchuk went there? Or Keith Magnuson?
Let's take a break. Ooh, NFL football's right around the corner. We're a week away from training camp starting at St. John Fisher University for your Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
And Tommy, I mean, look, you want to make money, you become an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
I have in front of me a list. The top 10 NFL players, paid players this year,
yeah.
And this is annual salary. They're all quarterbacks.
And it's got to be insane.
The money is absolutely mind-boggling. But I promise you, neither of you will be able to tell me.
Kimmy's got to know, she's a sports person.
Who the highest paid NFL player will be this year.
And I won't be able to tell you.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, is it a new contract? Did they just get a new contract?
No.
It's an older contract.
Yep. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. All right, so I'll give you a hint right up front. I'm not going to give you a hint about who number one is. I will tell you Josh Allen will be the second highest paid player in the NFL this year with his new contract, $55 million he is guaranteed to make for the 2025 season.
God damn.
But he's number two.
Yeah.
He's two.
Can either of you tell me who the highest paid NFL player will be this year?
It's not Patrick Mahomes.
It is not Patrick Mahomes. Actually, Patrick Mahomes is tied for the 14th highest paid player this year.
It's got to be Lamar.
Lamar Jackson. Is that your final answer?
It's my final offer.
Wrong, Kimmy.
Is it a quarterback?
Is it
Trevor Lawrence? Why is that? I don't know why. I know he got a big contract, but maybe somebody surpassed it.
Skateboard boy.
Trevor Lawrence is tied for second at $55 million.
I knew he was up there.
With Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. The highest paid NFL player this year in the NFL will be Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Man.
Really?
He is making $60 million. Yes.
And he never finishes a season.
He is making a full $5 million more than Josh Allen and Joe Burrow this year.
But he's constantly injured.
Well, it's because Jerry Jones waits to the last possible minute to sign his people, and the money just keeps going up. He's doing the same thing with defensive end Micah Parsons right now. $60 million.
They stink.
They're not good. And it starts to get real weird as you go down this list.
Yeah.
Because, like we said, Joe Burrow's number three. Folks think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but Kimmy brought it up. Joe Burrow is making the same amount as Trevor Lawrence, quarterback of the Jags, and Trevor Lawrence has not been a good quarterback.
Tough season.
Right? And amongst the top 10, you brought up Lamar Jackson. He's in there. Jalen Hurts just won a Super Bowl in Philly. He's worth the
money.
Makes
sense.
Right? But mixed in with them, you've got some massive question marks. For example,
who you got?
Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback of the Dolphins, is making $53 million this year.
And he didn't finish the season last year, did he?
He may have finished. He got hurt. He did get hurt. But he's making $2 million less than Josh is.
But he was a big name coming out, right? So he signed a big deal.
But he signed it was his second deal they had to sign him to. Kyler Murray, quarterback of the Cardinals, is making $46.1 million. And again, the most shocking number in this list is Patrick Mahomes. As much as we hate him, you can't argue the guy's talented.
Oh, yeah.
Is tied for the 14th highest paid quarterback.
That's insane
in the
NFL. That he's sunk that low.
I'm sure he got paid a ton up front.
Right. Plus endorsements.
Sure. But the most jarring name on this list.
Who you got?
All right. The 10th highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He is going to make $46 million this year, and he will never play in the NFL again.
Wait, he's already out?
You want to take a guess who I'm talking about.
So did he play last year?
Briefly.
Briefly last year.
He is going to be paid this money guaranteed.
He's got to be an old cat.
Not like ancient.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You want to take a shot, Kimmy?
You got to know.
I know. I feel like I'm totally blanking
right
now.
You're a big sports guy.
Gail.
Oh, you know what I mean. Person.
Thank you.
God, Lincoln. Who is it?
What are you?
I'm sticking up for Kimmy.
Met all ladies?
No, just Kimmy.
Can't remember.
The 10th highest paid player in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
Is Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson.
He had that whopper, right?
How did I miss that?
He will not take a snap for Cleveland this year. He may never play football ever again. That's probably the most likely thing.
Yeah.
And he is making a guaranteed $46.1 million.
And they still got to be paying Baker Mayfield too, right?
And Baker Mayfield and Baker Mayfield.
You know what I mean.
It's really bad because you got to pay both Baker Mayfield and Baker Mayfield.
Both of those guys got paid?
And they got to pay Billy Mays, even though he's dead, and he wants to sell you a ShamWow.
No, he was OxyClean.
Hey, Billy Mays here for OxyClean and my friend Baker Mayfield. That has to be that trade for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm surprised they didn't bankrupt him.
It's the worst trade in NFL history.
It has to be.
I mean, they've traded multiple first-round picks. They guaranteed him over $200 million. He has been absolutely awful.
Immediately the worst trade.
Accused of how many sexual assault? I mean.
Well, that's why he was on the market to begin with, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no.
I mean,
that
Houston,
came afterwards.
I think
but Houston
yeah.
didn't want anything to do
no,
with it.
No, he held out with Houston, and then the accusation came.
See, that's why I need a good sports guy.
Gail.
Or gal. Or person.
Look at you. Oh, I'm an old school man. Yeah, I'm really tough. Check out my bowling outfit I got on today. Check it out. I mean, if there's one thing that this list proves.
What's that?
Dak Prescott being the highest paid NFL player this year at $60 million. Josh at $2 million. You know, and Patrick Mahomes being 14th. That nobody in the NFL who runs these teams has any idea what they're doing.
No.
And
it's,
I'm not.
It's. Blind luck.
I'm not saying that as criticism. Because, I get, you have to know what you're doing, kind of. But it is. It's total
luck.
But
once you get to that, once you get there, you don't know what's going
to
happen.
It's all a gamble to some extent.
Yeah.
And even, but even when you get there, the first contract they gave Josh, they gave him a whole bunch of money before he had really proven himself.
Right.
And it paid off. And the Bills looked like geniuses for a very long time.
Yeah.
But had they given... You know,
could have gotten very Billsy very fast.
Well, I mean, it could have been Trevor Lawrence.
Where or Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Joe Burrow is a good quarterback.
Yeah, but he still hasn't. He got there once.
No, you're right. But, you look at guys like Trevor Lawrence, Tua Tagovailoa, Kyler Murray. Those guys got paid massive amounts of cash, and they're average quarterbacks, maybe below average. So.
Just get there.
Thank you,
Josh. Just get there and get paid.
Well, you got to get to your second contract.
Right.
To get that life-changing $50 million.
You got to show just enough of a glimmer of hope.
You got it. All right, let's take a break here.